everybody, and welcome to the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Lookback and Animat's Reviews. If this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, the title says it all. It's a podcast, and I talk about animation. Specifically the latest news that happened this week. So, for today's episode, we got the Academy announcing the submitted animated features that will go for Best Animated Feature. Then we're going to be looking into the brand new trailer of Kung Fu Panda 3. Then we will discuss about Ralph Fiennes being the new person on the list of the all-star cast for the Lego Batman movie. Then afterwards, we're going to talk about Shimajiro, who is going to go and get a fourth movie. And finally, we will end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. If you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that's film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. Now, to start things off, we're going to be looking into the Academy. Now, I will say that there have been a lot of animation news that happened this week, but this one really stood out considering that it is the Oscars, and when it comes to the Oscars, it's pretty much the biggest news in movies in general. Now, the thing with the Academy is that they have officially announced the 16 animated features that will go and try to get a nomination for Best Animated Feature for the 88th Annual Academy Awards. Now, considering that there are 16 animated features, there have been a little bit less than last year, considering that 2014 had 20 animated films, and this time they only had 16, but it is just enough so that we can have 5 nominations for Best Animated Feature. So, with that said, and without further ado, the nominees for the nominees for Best Animated Feature are Anomalisa, The Boy and the Beast, Boy and the World, The Good Dinosaur, Home, Hotel Transylvania 2, Inside Out, Kali Gibran's The Prophet, I might have said that wrong, but The Laws of the Universe Part O, Minions, Moomins and the Rivera, The Peanuts Movie, Regular Show The Movie, Shaun the Sheep Movie, The SpongeBob Movie, Sponge Out of Water, and finally, When Marnie Was There. Now, I will say that this is a pretty interesting list of submissions, and if I may take your time on this, I want to give you guys a little bit of my predictions, knowing a bit of how the Academy works and what I believe is going to be nominated for Best Animated Feature. Now, I'm not going to say, like concrete, these are going to be the ones. A lot of them will be maybes, so just a heads up. But I will say that there are some that I know for a fact they will get nominated. First off, you need your mandatory Disney film, which in this case will be Inside Out. Then afterwards, you need your mandatory stop-motion animated feature that did get a wide release. If you have noticed in the past, movies like The Box Trolls, The Pirates, Frankenweenie, Paranorman, they all got nominated for an Oscar, and that's because they're stop-motion. And in this case, the one who will get a nomination will be Shaun the Sheep Movie. Now, here's the part where I'm going into the maybes. Because our next one, you need your mandatory independent animated feature, which in this case, I'm saying it's going to be either The Prophet or Anomalisa. Or it could be both. You never know. It could be like last year when Kaguya and, Song of the Sea did get nominated for Best Animated Feature. So maybe it could be both. But I'm saying The Prophet because it got major buzz as an independent movie. And also Anomalisa because right now it's getting big buzz, especially with the new trailer and all that stuff. So I'm going with one or both. But let's say that only one got nominated, only one independent animated feature. So in this case, there's only going to be 2 spots left. And the remaining 2 spots, I'm going to say, for one, it's either going to be The Good Dinosaur or The Peanuts Movie, because I just saw that The Peanuts Movie has been highly rated, which is something that I've never seen from a Blue Sky film in a long, long time, especially with their abundance of Ice Age movies, and The Good Dinosaur, because that is another Disney film, so it might have a chance. But then again, it could be possible that they'll only stick to one Disney movie, kind of like what they did back in 2013 when Frozen won the Oscar, but Monsters University actually did not get nominated. So that's why I'm saying maybe The Good Dinosaur and maybe the Peanuts movie. And for the last spot, I'm thinking either Minions or When Marnie Was There. I'm saying Minions because technically, it is a record-breaking animated feature. It is the first ever non-Disney animated film to be to ever surpass $1 billion at the box office. So that could be a possibility. That and also Despicable Me 2 actually got nominated for an Oscar. Two of them, to be precise. One for Best Animated Feature and one for Best Song for Happy. Yes, that Happy. And finally, When Marnie Was There, I'm saying that because technically it is the quote-unquote final animated feature. We'll just have to wait and see what Studio Ghibli says until, like, when they get their crap together, so. But in the meantime, as a way that the Academy can show, like, their gratitude and say thank you, kind of like what they did with The Wind Rises and The Tale of the Princess Kaguya, they could also give the nomination to When Marnie Was There. So yes, I know that I have like six maybes and two of them I know for sure, but those are pretty much my predictions. Those are the eight animated features that pretty much have the most chance of being nominated for Best Animated Feature. But in the meantime, we'll just have to wait and see what will actually be nominated when the entire list for the nominations for the 88th Annual Academy Awards will be announced on Thursday, January 14th, 2016. Now, our next story, this is actually kind of interesting, I will say, mostly because this week we actually got announcements for two different movies that are going to have a third film. First up, we got Hotel Transylvania 3, mostly because of the slight success of Hotel Transylvania 2, which I will say, but there is a better movie that's going to get a third one, and this one will highly be likely to be much better than that one. Kung Fu Panda 3 has officially released their second full trailer. Now, what's pretty much happening in Kung Fu Panda 3, they did show a little bit more of what the story will be about. Now, there will be a bit of spoilers, so just a little bit of a warning. Now, in the third movie, Po has already established himself as the Dragon Warrior, the Warrior of Black and White, but now he has to be a teacher. And things are pretty much changing in his life when his biological father has finally found him. And with that, it will bring a lot of conflict with the dad and also Mr. Ping, which, if I'll be honest, Mr. Ping is pretty much one of, if not my absolute favorite character in the Kung Fu Panda movies. He's just so heartwarming, so hilarious, and just all around a fantastic character, plus an amazing performance. But anyways, I'm getting way too sidetracked. Going back into it, Po's biological dad, he brings him to the panda village, so that's where all the other pandas are. And pretty much he's going around meeting all his family and stuff like that. But conflict has finally arrived when a new villain, which is the pupil of Master Oogway, he pretty much decided to go out and wreak havoc. So now Po's only way to stop this villain is to go teach the panda village how to kung fu. So that's pretty much how everything goes into full circle. And I will say, looking at the trailer, I'm not 100% sure if this will be as incredibly awesome as the other Kung Fu Panda movies. I do get a bit of a sense that the story could be a little bit weak. But the one thing I would like to see that they do, something that they did similar in the second movie, is to give development to some of the recurring characters, that we learn a bit more about Po, that we learn more about Mr. Ping, you know, stuff like that. That's pretty much what made the second movie so amazing, is learning so much more about our favorite characters, and it's just incredibly phenomenal. But this one, I'm sure they'll definitely deliver on the action. That's a given. I'm sure they'll probably give the laughs as well. I will admit, one of my favorite moments in the trailer is when Poe confronts the villain and, like, he just says that all he does is talk. So it's like, he's just there like, oh, chitty, 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 chat, 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 chat. I might end up taking that quote and use it, like, in my personal life. You never know. But it'll depend. We'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, I will say that Kung Fu Panda 3 is one of my more anticipated animated features for next year. I'm not going to say the most anticipated, but definitely I'm excited to see how they do it. And I really do hope that DreamWorks doesn't screw up. Mostly because, like, when it comes to, like, movies that end with 3, like, they could fall flat. Like, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, it was good, but not as good as the others. And, well, Shrek the Third, that's kind of self-explanatory. That was pretty much the reason why, like, the Shrek phenomenon died. But we'll just have to wait and see how Kung Fu Panda 3 goes when it will be released in theaters on January 29th, 2016. Now, our next one is going to be a small bit of news, but it's going to be an additional list to what's going to be coming up in the Batman movie. Now, apparently, Ralph Fiennes has joined the list of the Lego Batman movie to play the role as Alfred. He will be joining alongside Will Arnett, Michael Cera, Rosario Dawson, and Zach Galifianakis to be presented in this movie. And the one thing I will say about Ralph Fiennes is that it's going to be very interesting to see a brand new person to take on the role as Alfred. Because for a long time, the Alfred roles have been honestly pretty iconic. Almost as iconic as Batman himself. Because we know Alfred as the loyal butler for Batman, always helping him out on stuff. And, like, we do get a lot of familiar Alfreds. Especially Michael Caine as Alfred in the Chris Nolan Batman films. But to be fair, like, the reason why Michael Caine was so popular in the Batman movies is mostly because it's Michael Caine. And, well, as you know, Michael Caine is Michael Caine. So, like, when he does it, like, we all remember the Rose, you know, being sincere and tries to talk to him, you know, just talking lightly, giving him a voice, and always end off his lines by saying, Master Wayne, because that's what we remember the most, is when he goes out and he talks to Batman like he is Master Wayne. But yeah, that's pretty much my little bit. Now, the one thing I will say about Ralph Fiennes, although, like, a lot of you people know him more as Lord Voldemort in the Harry Potter films, there actually was a moment that he did do an animated role. Not a lot, but there is one significant one. This will actually be the first time that he'll be in an animated movie ever since Wallace and Gromit: The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, where he actually played the role as Victor. And I gotta say, he definitely is fantastic, just like the movie itself. It's just so amazing. But this will be an interesting new take to see how Alfred will be played. And I guess for now, we'll just have to wait and see how this movie will go when the Lego Batman movie will be released in 2017. Now, our next story, I gotta say that this one was rather unusual, but when I first saw this character, I noticed, like, oh, he looks familiar. And I was surprised to find that, yeah, he actually has a big following in Japan. Especially with children. And I am talking about Shima Jiro. But anyways, yes, Shima Jiro is going to get a fourth movie called Shima Jiro to Ihon no Kuni. Or in English, that is Shima Jiro and the Country of the Picture Book. Now, apparently the plot of this, it says that the film story begins when Shima Jiro and his friends go to the sea and find a picture book that Shima Jiro had treasured in his childhood. He's not a child? I don't know. I thought he was still a kid, but anyways. When they hear a voice beckoning them from the book, they are drawn into the world of the book. They meet Punitan and find a town of sweets in the middle of a forest. Shimajiro must find a way to return to his world. I guess he doesn't want to say, he doesn't want to stay there. I guess conflicts ensue, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. But apparently the one interesting thing is that this is going to be one of those children's shows that's going to be like super interactive. Not only will this be like all animated, but there's also going to be some live action bits. And they will do things for children to have a more interactive experience. And apparently what's going to happen, there's only going to be 60 minutes of a movie. And then afterwards, there will be a lot of dancing, there will be some singing, and there will even be some quizzes. But not only that, apparently the movie theaters will even have megaphones where kids can respond to Shimajiro. And honestly, this is an absolute weird concept, because the only American feature film that actually does that, where children have to interact, that at least that I know of, is Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure, and that is a truly, truly insane film. And yeah, the one thing I gotta say about Shimajiro is that, like, the one reason I find him so familiar is because there was this one little clip, like this one little cartoon that featured Shimajiro, sorry. And he was pretty much, like, he was educating kids about pooping, or at least going to the bathroom. And it's one of the, honestly, it's just one of those videos where it's just one of the millions of examples of how Japan is weird in the eyes of an American, or at least in a North American. I can't call myself an American, I'm freaking Canadian, for God's sakes. But anyways, the thing with Shimajiro is that, like, he pretty much teaches kids, like, how to pee and how to poo, and there's a lot of singing, and somehow the parents are there to encourage him to take a dump, and it's just weird. And finally, that cartoon actually ends off with a little Japanese boy showing this little tool where it has Shimajiro on the product, and it's handlebars where you can press it and, like, you can sing the song that they sang in the cartoons while the kid is holding on to dear life on the handlebars trying to take a freaking dump. And it's just weird. It seriously was a weird cartoon. And it's just an example of what the fridge Japan. That's pretty much all it is. But the thing with Shimajiro is that I never knew that Shimajiro had this major popularity in Japan. Like, what else are you teaching these kids nowadays? Like, I don't know. I understand, like, walking the streets, but after what you've done to the bathroom and interacting with your pee and your poo and your stomach, I don't know. And yeah, this is honestly a weird thing that, like, they want to have this major interaction with Shimajiro, but yeah, I don't know, everything about this is just really, really weird, but, to say the least, for those of you in Japan, if you are waiting to go and see the Shimajiro fourth movie, I don't even want to know about the other movies, but, this one in particular will be coming out in theaters on March 11th, 2016 in Japan. And finally, let us end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. And this one, I gotta say, is really fascinating. And I've got people sending me this on social media telling me how interesting this story is. And I'm not gonna deny that. This is really a fascinating story. In fact, this might even top the submission list from the Academy. This is actually really fascinating. And it's regarding a lost cartoon found of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. And this one was actually done by Disney, by the way. And if you don't know Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, he's pretty much the older brother of Mickey Mouse. That's what people say, because he was actually created by Walt Disney before he came up with the idea of Mickey Mouse. But going on to the story, apparently, deep in the archives of the British Film Institute, or the BFI, they recently found this lost 1928 cartoon called Sleigh Bells. And luckily, at least on the website that I'm on, The Guardian, they have given us a short preview, like a 20-second preview of this 6-minute animated short of what this cartoon is basically all about, which is Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. He's pretty much skating. He's up to his little shenanigans. And then afterwards, we see a little attraction for the kids where they sit on an elephant and then they fly off. I don't know. Just look for the clip yourself. You'll see what I mean. But anyways, it even says that the BFI announced that the remarkable discovery of the 6-minute film Sleigh Bells, unseen its release in 1928 and feared lost forever. The film has since been restored by Walt Disney Animation Studios and will get its world premiere at the BFI in London next month. And this is honestly really fascinating, and I really am interested in Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, considering that I am, well, the self-proclaimed biggest fan of Epic Mickey. Well, you know, the Epic Mickey video games. And it really is interesting to see more lost cartoons of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit discovered. And it really is interesting because it feels like nowadays, ever since the Epic Mickey games, there have been more and more Oswald cartoons discovered. And it's really great to see Oswald coming back into modern popularity. And it's actually really fascinating. And this is such a great story because they even said that this could possibly be the only copy of Sleigh Bells in the world. And it is easily explainable to why they thought it was lost, because like when they were preserving it, I mean, this cartoon is just called Sleigh Bells. Like imagine the millions of movies that are called Sleigh Bells and stuff like that. So a lot of people thought that this one is lost. But luckily, they found it. This is such an amazing discovery, and I really do hope that the BFI will not only present this to their British audience, which of course they will, but also they will present it around the world. Maybe show it on YouTube or something, or heck, you know, like, this is an amazing idea. Why not have, like, a Blu-ray collection of all the Oswald shorts, and on top of that, even have the lost animated features, have that put onto the Blu-rays and just sell that. That would be amazing. That would be really interesting. Jam-packed with all the extras, including the history of Oswald and all that stuff. Disney, I'm giving you ideas. Listen to me. Make an Oswald Blu-ray. It's such a great idea. It will sell. I mean, look at Oswald now. He will sell, trust me. But anyways, with that said, so if you live in the UK, you're godforsaken lucky, because they will be premiering it on not only at the BFI, but also they will be premiering it on television on a special program called It's a Disney Christmas Seasonal Shorts, which will be premiering on December 12th. Oh, wait, that's actually that's when it's going to get the world premiere. Well, the world re-premiere, technically, but yeah. So, just remember, UK people, it's a Disney Christmas Seasonal Shorts, the special program that will be, I think, on TV, but I don't know. It'll be on December 12th, and hopefully, maybe on 2016, the rest of the world will get to experience Oswald the Lucky Rabbit's Sleigh Bells. And that's all I've got for this week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Animation Podcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Mathieu Brunet, my real name, or the Animation Podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at Animat505. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, could you do us a favor and please rate and review this episode? But if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then hit that like button on our video and leave us a comment on your thoughts about the news this week. Tune in next time for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Thank you so much for listening, and until next week, see you later, dudes!